It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A change in politics in Germany will bring changes to Europe's largest economy. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is what it sounded like yesterday in Germany at the official gathering to celebrate Chancellor Angela Merkel's latest victory. Merkel's center-right CDU won again, and there's applause. But then the clapping stops abruptly as the news flashes that Germany's far-right party, Alternative for Deutschland, has come in a strong third and will get seats in parliament. As Stephen Beard reports from the Marketplace European Desk, a new, more uncertain era could be dawning for Europe's largest economy.
The AfD is anti-EU, but a spokesperson, Beatrix von Storck, told the BBC it was the party's opposition to mass immigration that won the support of millions of German voters.
They don't want to change our culture, and they don't want to have open borders, and they don't want to take in unlimited numbers of migrants. This is just reasonable.
None of the other main parties will have anything to do with the AfD, however. But Angela Merkel, who won the most votes, will now struggle to form her own ruling coalition. The two likeliest partner parties oppose each other over the future of Europe. Carsten Brzeski of the ING Bank in Berlin.
So I think even though the international world still sees Merkel as the stability anchor, she has become a weaker stability anchor.
It could take her till Christmas to form a new government. Her most testing time could be next year, when another Greek bailout will be in the cards. And for the first time, Germany will have a vehemently anti-Euro, anti-EU party in Parliament. I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Financial markets are reacting. The euro's down 0.6% this morning at just under $1.19. The FTSE stock index in London is down 0.2%. The CAC 40 in Paris down 0.3%. But the DAX index in Frankfurt itself is up 0.1%. To get a sense of the market psychology, let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York.
Well, it makes it harder for Merkel to forge compromises with, say, France and other pro-European governments. She herself has to forge a coalition within Germany to formulate domestic policy there. So, yeah, it just makes her job harder, and it makes centrist outcomes harder to achieve.
We've been trying to track at a concentration of about one part per million news that there may be tax reform, a plan taking shape here in the United States. The president said his goal is still a corporate tax rate of down at 15%. You're hearing noises of 20% out there. Is that all you need to know about taxes in America, Julia?
There are 1,000 steps between now and actual tax legislation. So we're going to get lots of headlines, and you may have a market reaction to them. But really, we don't know anything about what tax policy looks like in 2018.
So it's not even step one of 1,000 steps. We're waiting for the first step in what this policy will be.
It's the hint of what step one might look like under certain circumstances.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks for the briefing.
My pleasure.
The U.S. stock markets are now open officially for the week. We find the NASDAQ down 0.6%. The Dow is down 17 points, not quite 0.1%. The S&P 500 down 0.2%. Loads of people are moving to Seattle, leading to a construction boom there. Many say that amid the influx of technology salaries, it would also be nice if middle and low-income people could still live in Seattle. Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports that one part of the plan involves building more affordable units, or as an alternative to get property developers to pay up.
These days, many buildings in Seattle are like crabs, molting their old shells and growing bigger. Demolitions are everywhere. At this intersection, an orange backhoe dumps metal scraps into a truck. The city is trying to harness growth to make housing more affordable in the long run. The plan relies on an exchange, known as the Grand Bargain, between the city and private developers. Sarah Maxana manages the Affordable Housing Plan.
It is definitely an exchange. We want you to help us with this affordability crisis. We are going to provide you this benefit of some additional development capacity.
Developers get to build taller buildings in return for building affordable housing or contributing to a special fund. In pricey Seattle, the city considers affordable rent for a two-bedroom to be around $1,300 a month. Maxana says the goal is to create more places for people to live.
If you're walking down the street in 10 or 20 years, maybe you're going to see a townhouse where there might have been a single-family house. Maybe you're going to see a four-story building instead of a three-story building.
For that to happen, Seattle is changing its land use codes in about two dozen neighborhoods. Okay. It's rezoning to allow for more housing density.
Resolution, please vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, vote no. The motion carries and resolution is adopted.
Recently, City Council voted to rezone the Chinatown International District, which includes Little Saigon. Ming Duk Nguyen heads Helping Link, a community group there. The neighborhood is close to downtown, with attractive real estate.
There's a lot of investors that have money, but that's going to push all these mom-and-pop restaurants out of the area. So I don't know if we're going to be able to retain Little Saigon.
The building where her group runs computer and ESL classes is also going to be demolished and redeveloped. In all, the city expects the plan to generate 6,000 new affordable units over 10 years. In Seattle, I'm Anna Boy-Kawairok for Marketplace.
Some stocks getting clobbered as summer turned to fall. Many Taiwanese companies that assemble or make parts for Apple's iPhone stock in, for instance, Hanhai Precision, down 10% since the iPhone 10 and 8 were unveiled. This is a bet by investors that Apple's new phones are all right, but no big deal. Apple's stock down 1% this morning. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.